comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen, man it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo, this is another edition of Radio BAM, and we're live in New York City.
We're not live.
Don't tell people
Shut
that, you fucking faggot.
Fucked God, it up already. Damn, 5 seconds into the fucking show,
God,
it's ruined.
You're just like shit goose, you know? You just say shit when you are not supposed to.
Just opens up that mouth and bullshit flies out.
Flies out.
BAM, as you were saying,
our topic today... Whores who hide it at work.
Work, work.
Whores who hide it at work, 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 work.
So, you know, the true party group, well, this whole conversation started
because we heard that we're at Sirius Radio right now, and this whole building, all the girls at the bottom floor hump all the dudes on the top floor. Why are the dudes and the girls separated? That's just the way it came out, dude. That's what we were talking about.
Well, you know, all these... There's this beautiful receptionist out there that Novak commented on. and there's another comment by Novak. And, anyway, so he comments on how hot this girl is, and we're like, well, what's the deal with her? And somebody came in, they were like, well, if you have to know, she's a party girl. And it's like, well, has anyone here fucked her? No. And I had to explain this to Bam and Novak here. True party girls don't fuck anybody at work. They're fucking everybody else, but they don't want to come in because they can get cocked anywhere. And they don't want anyone at work to lose respect or know who they're fucking. But then they go out, they fucking... Man, they spread like Skippy peanut butter.
But didn't you say that you heard that everybody was banging everybody around here?
No, that's just what I heard. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. That people were some... The 36th floor was completely in bed with
and
each other.
And what's sad is you had
they were all completely in bed with each other at one point. Now, do they all think that each other's slutbag whores, or are they just like all cool with
it? No one talks about it.
Man, they should just start.
Everybody don't values their job too, but they talk about it. I mean, that's how do you know?
Not
I mean,
with me. Exactly. I keep my distance.
Right, right. You're very professional about the whole thing.
Oh, dude, I wish people would talk about it more, man.
You
like,
should.
Dude, the Delaware girls, man. Like they introduce themselves. Like they introduce themselves to Missy. Like, hi, my name's so and so, and you know I'm kind of slutty, you know, and I'm kind of like that. Like she said it. That was the first time I've ever heard it. I'm like, dude. Just the fact that she admitted that she's slutty, that's so much cooler, dude.
You have to respect that honesty, but you think
I hate girls who, like, say, like, you meet a girl for the first time, and then all of a sudden you wind up in bed with her ready to bang her out, and she's like, just so you know, I've never done this.
I usually don't do this.
Dude, that is bullshit.
That's the worst lie girls are. I'm not that kind of girl.
No,
fucking liar.
I'm usually, like, really innocent. Like, I want you to know, like, I'm normally not a slut. Hey, bitch, I don't care if you're a slut. Like, it didn't even cross my mind.
As a matter of fact, I wish you were a slut so I could get down your pants fucking easier.
Yeah, let's slut it up, bitch.
The last thing I want to hear is you're not a slut, so then I gotta fucking put my hand down your pants, and then you take it out and say, no, and then you have to French for like fucking 10 more minutes, and you'll try it again, and then she'll let you do it a little bit.
Don't waste.
No.
You know what I want from a woman? I either want a virgin or a whore. I don't want anything in between.
Why not?
I don't want to waste my time.
What is your logic?
Tell me logic.
You'll never find a virgin.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah,
that's serious, Mark.
Okay, well, a virgin's fun because
we're in faction. We're not on
hard
time.
I'm sorry, Tom Rock, for you.
You get to teach a virgin a lot of things. You know, you're like, well, are you sure this is the way it works? Oh yeah, baby, this is the way it's supposed to happen.
Dude, you probably turn them out.
Dude, I would not want to hump a fucking virgin, dude, because the last thing I need is like bitches get attached. So do dudes, but like the first girl that you hump, you're always like attached to it, usually. And probably not heroin Novak, but
yeah. But the thing
that's
is,
why
is
they invented the front door.
It's dude, it's like a serious goal to achieve when you can fuck.
Who's the first girl that you ever banged out? Do you still have the hots for?
Yeah, you were both virgins, weren't you? excuse you.
That's where my hots are at in my asshole right now.
Dude, if she ever sort of wanted you back and she heard this radio show, just the fact that you're ripping sick-ass farts,
and they
dude,
smell so
you would
bad.
Totally not be able to fuck her again.
My whole mic smells like my asshole right now.
Would you like to hump her again?
For old time's sake, no big deal.
Yeah, but do you think that your girlfriend would get pissed about that?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, right, dude. You took her to Denver.
I didn't take anybody anywhere. She bought
you went to
ticket.
Denver on New Year's to fucking hump Denver ass Colorado bitches, but you brought sand to the beach, you moron.
Jesus, man.
She's good company, and she's not my girlfriend.
Yeah, she's good company in Baltimore, not in Denver.
Dude, we fucked for like 9 hours straight.
Well,
dude,
you could have fucked nine girls straight if you played your cards right, you fucking idiot.
I love the girl. What do you want?
Go ahead, Franz. Chime in on Wonder Boys combo over here.
No, it's okay, Novak. I understand. Seriously.
I don't. I liked her, but you fucked it up, dude. Oh, my God, dude.
Jesus, that's all I'm going to do all show is fart, ladies and gentlemen. You will not be hearing my mouth but my asshole today. Taking the mic off my head.
You know what?
And I'm farting.
Your asshole makes more sense than your mouth. Bam, drop the ball on that one.
Wonder Boy almost fucking fell on his face trying to fart here.
Well, let's get back to the slutty girls. So Novak, working at restaurants, you always end up...
Oh,
yeah, didn't you fuck a lot of...
Dude, any job I ever had, I run through them bitches like dirty underwear, man.
That's disgusting.
I love that analogy. I love that analogy.
It's the truth.
It's so disgusting. Well,
dude, you get rid of dirty...
It's like Hannah. Like Hannah will look at a girl and just be like... Usually a guy would just be like, damn, man, that's a hot piece of ass. Like he'll be like, damn, I need to get some ass tonight. Oh, God.
Dude, what's going on? Okay, guys.
But Hannah will be like, he won't say, I need to get some ass tonight. He'll be like, God damn, man, I need to get some fucking asshole tonight. Like, ew, dude. Like,
dress up
so
a little bit.
It's so descriptive, man. It's so gross.
Imagine Hannah fucking, too, that fat, white body. Oh, dude, how do girls like that?
Well, I heard a rumor about Hannah. I don't know if it's true. I'm sure it's not true, which is why I'm going to bring it up on the air, because this has to be.
Oh, Hannah will get pissed that we're talking about him, too.
Really?
Fuck,
should I not bring this up? Or
yeah, we probably shouldn't bring it up.
I love Hannah.
Never mind, Hannah. Hannah's the best. We love you, Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah.
But Franz Ray talks shit. I know. Franz Ray talks shit on you, Hannah. Who had your back? Novak.
Hey, Hannah. Look at him stuttering.
Stuttering, bitch.
What a fucking fag.
Hannah, these guys told me all about it, and you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. And that's all I'm going to say.
He's still talking about you, Hannah. Should I punch you in the mouth now, bud? Hannah'll be happy that we, I got his back.
You're not changing this. I'm like waiting for you guys to change the subject here.
We're just
run
staring.
This into the ground. No, one can say anything.
Don't talk. Let's see what Franz does.
This is what you call dead air. This is so bad for ratings.
No, it's cool because it makes you look like a fucking idiot. Oh, here we go again.
It's your show.
Dude, you're disgusting.
No bad.
How much are you paying me to shit my pants right now? Just for sake.
None, because you're going to be in the car with me in an hour.
Dude.
Well, yeah.
My ass.
I think he just did
shit
his pants.
I do that shit. How much did Papa squat right here at the window and shit?
What, shit on the glass
Greenstein's
window?
Got money to clean that bitch up. He'll pay me. Use the money he'll pay me to clean that
shit
up. I know.
All the money they fucking make off this show.
Yo, you know Greenstein's running through these bitches like water, man. He's not married. He's a million or billionaire. Dude, that reception's been banged out by him every which way. But Sunday.
Oh, you're talking about the president of Sirius Radio, Greenstein?
Yep.
Oh.
And I'm talking about this.
Ew. Oh, it's still going.
Dude, you're disgusting. You're fucking sick, dude. I can't believe you even... Hump girl.
Dude, you know what sickest girls have their tongue in this minging asshole on the regular.
Oh, dude, it fucking reeks, man.
Don't move. You don't cause dead air.
What was the last time you had your ass eaten down?
2 days ago, dude. I grabbed this bitch's head like she was a wash rag and scrubbed my asshole with her face, dude, and she loved it. And I'm not even lying.
Why do girls like that, man? I always fucking...
Dude, the more I fucking tossed around like a rag doll and scrubbed her ass with my face with her ass, she got worked up. She's like, oh. And I'm like, suck my dick, bitch. She's like, I don't have any spit in my mouth. And I started spitting loogies right in her mouth so she jerked me off, suck me off. Sorry, it wasn't me.
See, Novak will say this shit on the elevator. And so many, like, people will be hearing it. You make them so uncomfortable.
I know. I like reactions from people, and I get them.
Your nose was running on the elevator just at this very
moment. Some guy's jacket. His nose is running.
Franz goes, ew, Novak, why'd your nose all run? He's like, I don't know. It's probably snot or drugs. I don't know.
Dude, no, like,
what the fuck?
An elevator full of suits you've never seen look more uncomfortable.
I hate suits. Suit wearers.
finally the fucking stench died down.
Why, because you can't afford one?
Yeah, who the fuck needs one? It's all front.
I bet if I bought you some fucking DKNY-ass suit, you'd probably wear it.
I would. I'd pimp the fuck out of that. I'd go to a nice martini bar here in New York and let a bitch hold one of your platinum credit cards and just let her see me whipping it around a little bit. I will be getting laid. Something Tom Rock doesn't know about? Do you, Tom?
Oh.
Tom, put the mic on. Let me talk to you.
Hey, Tom, when was the last time you got pussy?
Thank you.
Oh, my 12-year-old girlfriend.
Hey, Tom Rock, give us a retort.
Yeah, retort.
I got no retort for that. You're right.
When's the last time you had pussy? And I'm talking about after birth.
It was probably like a month ago.
Who'd you fuck?
Not that bad.
That 16-year-old bro?
18-year-old.
Oh, he says 18 because that's legal. The bitch was 16. I met her and saw her license.
Nah, I'm really
and swearing. Saw her license.
Swear to God.
Yeah, you're taking licenses.
Yeah, she was hot, though. You'd probably bang her out, too, wouldn't you, Novak?
I'd bang my own mother out if I get drunk enough. Actually, I tried to do that. Franz interviewed my mother.
Yeah, he did.
Tell Franz story.
Didn't you interview... Novak's mom?
True story.
Tell it.
Novak's mom.
You didn't even ask about it, though. She just said it.
Well, the interview lasted a while, but at one point, Novak was so strung out on heroin that he crawled into his mother's bed while she was sleeping. Now, what she said, in her words, he crawled in my bed like I was a girl. A girlfriend, if you know what I mean. So from that, I assumed that he was trying to... I don't know, make a play on his mother, which is pretty fucking sick.
That was the same day I saw the pigs chasing me in the house.
That really?
Yeah. I was out of my mind. Delusional. Don't
what
do
did
drugs.
You? What did you do? What did
I
you
was see? On withdrawal from pills. Prescription pills.
Like what kind?
Xanax at the time. I was selling like 1,000 of them so a week to this one dude. So I'd always grab a handful and just eat them all day like candy. Went to rehab.
Like seriously, how many?
Probably about 10 to 15 a day.
Wouldn't you fall asleep?
Yeah, well, I was asleep my whole life while I was shooting dope, man. I was in and out constantly.
Doctors prescribe one of those.
You were just
every
cool with
6
that?
To 8 hours?
Yeah, and then they prescribed, they gave them to me to get off of heroin.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
Ah, you fucking...
Dude, you know, if you're gonna...
Ew, that was a fart.
Yeah, I'm almost shit my pants for this fucking laugh. I got disgusted.
Look how he's sitting. He's sitting with his legs up on the thing. Dude, you look like you want to get humped by a dick so bad, dude.
I'll take humping right now.
From a dude?
$5,000, I'll let him do one pump at my asshole right now.
Oh, Christ,
dude, this studio smells like shit. Literally.
Why did I come to New York for this? I gotta sit here in a stinky-ass studio surrounded by fart juice. New York.
Yeah, you got any good emails on that list? Let's be somewhat productive today.
You know what? Let me just play a song first, and then I'm going to start reading. Dude, don't do it again. It smells so fucking bad.
The air's getting thick in here.
Dude, this is...
I just want to shit on the floor so bad. I swear, like, I really want to shit on the floor.
Don't do it.
Oh, man, if the boss man gives me go-ahead, you're going to be in trouble, Tom, because I'm dropping and squatting right here, bitch.
I'm playing.
Look how disgusting Frog is.
Fuck this shit. I'm playing Nightwish Stargazers right here, Vamp Series 28.
Back. Farching.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone. Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio show now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
That was Nightwish with Stargazers, and you're listening to... What is this, Joe? Joe, you're mad that you came to New York, aren't you?
Look at him. He won't even look at us.
It's just not what I expected. I like doing the radio show and everything, but when it turns to fart jokes, I don't know.
It's not fart jokes. Who made a joke? It's just Novak ripping ass.
Well, hold that. Fart truth is worse than fart
jokes.
I'm
not talking. I'm just farting from now on.
No, there is no...
All right.
That's all I'm going to do.
Squeeze it from the top now.
What did you eat? It was that Twinkie that you ate, too, wasn't it?
How can there be more?
Brad's just so mad.
He's just like... It's the easy laugh. It's the easy laugh.
He won't even look at us.
I just can't believe we've stooped to this level.
He's gazing to the wall now for inspiration.
Are there no depths to which you will not sink?
Pissed my pants
a little. You tried so hard. There is a leak of piss. Ew, you pissed your fucking pants.
Look at his sack hanging out of his pants. His pants are so ripped, his sack is wrinkly and all hanging out. And all fucked up.
Yeah. When we're done this show, you gotta sit out in the lobby of Sirius with your balls hanging out like you don't know it.
Alright, we buy me a pack of smokes?
Yeah.
Sweet, I'm out of smokes.
Only camels, though.
Camel lights work.
Well, what about Benson and Hedges?
Yeah, tell them that. You remember you bought me them one day as a little joke?
No, I bought you Virginia Slims.
Dude, I'm like, yo, give me a pack of smokes. He goes in and gives me Virginia Slims.
He threw them away.
And then I had no money, so I had to go return them for the right cigarettes. And I'm in there filling paperwork.
But being he threw them away, there's like a little bit of trash juice on it, so they didn't want to accept them back. He's like, but I didn't even open them, bitch. He's like, yeah, but there's like ketchup and trash water on the cigarettes.
That's my buddy.
So did you ever get new ones?
Yeah, I had to fill out paperwork, show IDs and stuff. It was like getting a fucking car.
You had to fill out a form?
Yeah, it was like getting a new car, man. The whole exchange process. Changed my life.
Remember when I bought you those pack of smokes at Wawa, and then as soon as they were like an inch away from your hand, I threw them on the gas station roof?
Yeah, and it just made me like, nah, you didn't even give me money for new cigarettes either. Why you just torture me, dude? Well, fuck. Dude, tell me I pulled my pants down the way here. And
remember that nice gesture that I did, though?
He never do nice gestures.
No, I
except
didn't.
Buying new hookers.
No, you didn't even ask for smokes, and I went in, like, Kmart, and I threw a whole...
Oh, yeah.
I threw 25 packs at you all at once.
But he didn't buy a cart, and he bought individually 25 packs.
I know. You know, that's not a present that you get for someone that you care about, because it's killing them.
Oh, fuck his ass.
Sentimental faggot. Dude, why are we bring the
just
sentimental...
Just bringing down the show.
Sorry, Dr. Phil. We didn't mean to upset you.
Just, like, looking at the worst side of everything.
Dude, cigarettes are the last thing that's going to kill Novak's minion.
Yeah,
ass,
that
dude.
Is true.
God. I'm just sitting here wallowing in my own piss
it's
right
like,
now, man. This sucks.
Well, dude, like, guzzles, like, Frangelico all day. Ripping farts.
Ew, dude, man.
Guzzle that one, buddy.
How are there more farts? How can that?
That's so disgusting.
Yep, that's my ass, ladies and gentlemen. And bitches put their tongue in that. Ugh, that disgusts me.
That is fucking sick. Yeah, how about fucking? Oh, it fucking reeks, faggot. Jesus Christ, man.
This whole studio smells so bad, man.
Oh, dude.
Don't leave. Can't leave.
Oh, man.
It'll be dead air, man.
This sucks.
I'm trying hard. It's gonna piss you off.
I have lost faith in humanity.
Friends, it's coming from somebody who buys hookers and fucks them and make them spread their asshole parts so he can come in their ass. You're mad about my farts? You
that
fucking faggot.
Wasn't
fuck you.
A hooker.
You buy hookers all the time. Do you or do you not buy hookers all the time?
Sure. I live in South Philly. There's hookers everywhere.
Now, see, he does that sarcastic trying to play it off shit, but he buys hookers.
It's true.
When's last
tell me what it's
hooker?
Like.
Yeah, how do you pick them up? Where do you get them?
Are you talking about a $20 hooker or a $1,000?
Tell me about your last hooker experience. About your last hook experience.
Yep.
Well, what do you want to... Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. That was Wonder Boy, a.k.a. Bam. Dude, you made mine look bad. Mine leak out of my asshole. Yours have power and impact, dude.
Fed the fuck up, dude. He's ready to drop his microphone and just walk the fuck out of this very serious radio.
I'm a little upset. Okay, now, here's what I can't figure out. Your uncle, Matt Cole, used to fart. He had that hot ass... Go ahead. Go ahead, rip one, Novak.
Oh, that was a mini. Come on, carry on.
we're talking about Shipper.
Gee, I don't know if whatever I can say could top the fucking level of humor that you guys just displayed. But Matt Cole, Bam's uncle, used to have a hot-ass wife, and he decides he accidentally farts when he's having sex with her one time. And then to him it becomes the running joke.
No, the thing...
It became the running joke.
What did she do when you accidentally ripped a fart while fucking? Oh, she didn't say nothing, so I guess she didn't care. Dude, she was probably so embarrassed and humiliated. So he just continually started just ripping farts, like, during fucking, like, whenever he had to do it. Like, dude, no wonder she fucking divorced his ass.
It's like, Matt, fucking her neighbor.
That's your wife. That's supposed to be the most precious thing in the world, and that's the fucking...
That shit.
That's the respect you give the most precious thing in the world, your wife.
Who brought Dr. Phil in the show today?
While you're...
Dr. Phil, go the fuck home with that sentimental pussy
what
shit.
What am I supposed to say?
You're sentimentalist thing in the fuck. You want to go take a walk in the park and pick flowers, faggot?
There's humanity here. There's a level of humanity that only I can describe.
You know how Tom Rock does the captions when the show is done and it says what happened next show? This one's just going to be like...
Joe Franz cries.
20 minutes of fart ripping.
And a quick appearance by Dr. Phil.
Digital songs. It's going to be Novak ripping 18 farts and Bam 2. And Franz pissed off at the whole thing.
But we're not going to call you Franz. You're now Dr. Phil on the show all the time.
The fuck is Dr. Phil?
He's a sentimental faggot like this.
You don't know who he is?
He knows.
I really don't. I'm pretty...
Dude, how do people love, square. Like, Dr. Phil and, like, Regis Philbin and shit? Dude, Regis Philbin just put out a fucking CD, dude. Like, who would buy his fucking CD,
Same
dude?
Person buying Kevin Federline's.
Dude, just picture... Yeah, right. Picture Regis Philbin on a fucking CD and you walking into Virgin Megastore and being like, I need that.
Dude, he has the largest contract out of anyone on television, though. He's doing something.
On an open fire. Like, that's what he sings.
Dude, his co-host is hot as fuck, though.
Commit suicide. Mm.
That co-host of his, Kelly something?
What's right, Kelly Ripa.
How hot is that bitch?
He's like 50.
Are you serious?
I don't know, isn't she? Regis is.
Yeah, of course Regis is.
She doesn't look 50.
She's not 50.
I don't know. I'm thinking of 30. Kathy Lee Gifford. Would you bang her out?
Hell yeah. She's witty. I like wittiness.
She's not witty.
She is. What do you think, Dr. Phil?
I think she's a definite thumbs up.
Kathy Lee Gifford? Are you guys thinking of the same person that I am?
Kathy Lee.
I'm older than you.
How old are you, Phil?
I'm 34.
You're lying. So tell us about the hooker.
I wouldn't hump her with your dick.
Jesus. Well, the hooker turned out to be a guy, but the thing is, I didn't mind.
Are you serious?
I didn't mind.
Are you serious?
No, be serious. Please, Dr. Phil.
We are on serious. Front, I'm serious, dude.
I'll start farting.
You're talking shit. Novak's going to start ripping them. I want to hear about it.
I didn't get a hooker.
You did get hookers.
Fucking liar.
You'd buy hookers.
Straight up liar.
You'd buy them out of the yellow pages, too.
Oh, the escort service. That's not a hooker.
Okay, but you get hookers, too.
Okay, tell me about your escort service.
The escort service?
Where were you? What happened? What time of day? Why made you want to do it? Why wouldn't you just rent a porno or pop one in? Why can't you just jerk off to a porno? Why do you have to go call an escort service? Tell me about it now.
There's these services. They're called escort services.
No shit. Are you already established?
And this guy has two masters in what?
I know. I really want to get to the point. Let's hear it.
All right, there's these escort services.
I
want to
know.
In
case I ever want to do it.
And then, okay, here's what happens. You pet... The girl comes to your hotel room or wherever you happen to be, and then she collects money for the escort service.
Is it legal?
Well, she's your date for the night. That's her job.
What is she getting paid for?
To be a date.
Just to be your date.
So as far as like generally if cops come around, you're just saying, I'm just paying for her company at this dinner thing.
Now,
and bang it out. Just, come on, Ma.
Now, if there's anything else that might happen... That's a different agreement that you have with the woman.
What have you did with these women?
So is there escort services that don't fuck?
There are, I believe, legitimate escort services, but I don't know any.
What's the dirtiest bitch you ever...
But all the escort services you've called, you've humped.
How many?
No, you've humped all the escort services that you've called, right?
That's illegal.
Shut up, faggot.
Come on, fucking
now,
smart boy.
A street hooker is a little bit different.
Okay, what did he do with a street hooker?
You have to make sure they're not a man, first of all.
How do you know they're not a man?
And in Philly, they're all men, so you don't even go.
How can you tell?
How can you tell?
Yeah.
Because the guys are the only ones that are good looking because the fucking girls are all crackheads that fucking, you don't believe me, you don't want to touch.
Okay, you get a hot ass hooker. You find out she's a dude. Would you still let her suck you off?
That's a good question.
I would, hands down.
No shit, you would.
Would you?
It all depends on.
Yeah, he would.
It all depends on if I had a bunch of beers or not. If I'm calling escort services or picking up hookers, chances are I'm drunk as shit.
Yeah. What would you do, Fry?
I wouldn't accept the blowjob.
Even if she was fucking fine and wine in the face?
No, I mean, even if I was really attracted to him before I found out it was
him, Novak.
Yeah. Even if I was attracted.
See, I'm already fooled and I don't even have one.
No, I wouldn't accept the blowjob. I think I'd be a little too proud to accept it.
Would you accept this?
What a fucking lousy.
I just want to fart and I can't. I'm going to shit my pants. I just want to shit right here. I really do.
Well,
dude, I would like to go see Fry's face. He'd be so disgusted. If I put a little piece of shit on his leg or something.
It would just be the me and you show, dude. Times would be out of here in RP. We'd have to have Tom Rock jump in. And
Dr. Phil, you would leave us? You would leave us?
Doc Phil would leave us?
I hope this Doc Phil thing doesn't last, man.
It's gonna, dude.
I really hope this. Just because you said that, now it's gonna go 2 weeks longer than what you planned.
We're gonna get a name tag and t-shirts and all that
stuff. Speaking of names, I'm playing a band from Finland called Lab. Chick band. It's good.
Would I back her? Is she hot?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I have the cover. I'll show you the cover. You'd bang her out anyway, so.
I know.
The song's called When Heaven Gets Dirty. Yeah, that's when I come. You're not going to fucking heaven, though. You're going straight
to
hell.
I'm going to hell where there's not fast company.
If there's a hell, you're going to it.
You'll be there with me. Who are you fooling?
No, I don't think so. All right, this is Lab Radio Bam.
Oh.
right now. Stop.
Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, so we just heard about Franz calling up escort services and hookers. What about you, Tom Rock? Do you ever fuck out a hooker?
Two.
When?
I only fucked one. The other one, I just got a blowjob.
How much did you pay?
And where was it?
One time was in Vegas. I don't. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
A hooker's a hooker.
Well, you know, in Vegas, when you walk on the strip, there's those dudes just handing out flyers for hookers everywhere.
It's still illegal, though.
Yeah. Was she hot?
It's still illegal in Vegas.
It's illegal, but you can be slick about it. Like, you call up. I called the number, and the girl answers the phone, and they immediately ask you what room you're in because they want to call back the hotel to make sure you're legit. And then they'll tell you it's like $100-something to get the girl just to come into the room. And any services on top of that, you got to negotiate with the girl. So,
dude, they clock fucking bank in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. The girl, I
and hot bitches, are you?
Was she hot?
She was probably like 6'3", blonde hair down to the middle of her back.
Fake tits?
Yeah.
Damn.
And just fucking,
you know, good, what it is? Pretty face, though?
Yeah.
You know what it is with the Vegas hookers is it's all the girls from L.A. who are strippers, and they want to go somewhere and do their thing on the weekend.
They fly to Vegas on the weekend and hump some dudes out and then fly back to L.A. and think that they're not sluts.
I don't know if this girl was legit, but she told me she grew up in, like, Oregon somewhere, like Portland, Oregon. And she came down to Vegas for, you know, more action, more money.
Oh, now, Tom, is this the big Tom with fucked? The conversation.
I talked to her for, like, 10
minutes. Was she the one that you fucked out or blowjob?
Yeah.
You fucked her out?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the other girl?
The other girl was, it was right downstairs at Sirius. It was a black chick for $20.
Hell yeah.
No way.
Oh, my God.
How the hell? Okay. Dude, you had to have been sipping on Frangelico all day.
Nothing to drink at all, dude.
No. Where's your mind at?
Let me ask you this,
Tom. Now, when do you date 16-year-olds?
When you fucked the one hooker, you obviously wore rubber.
Yeah.
Now, were you scared to
She put it on with her teeth.
Were you scared to go in all the way that, like, the weird, like, diseases might get around, like, the juice and stuff might get around your dick? You didn't think,
no.
You didn't think that far?
That's what I think of you, Dr. Phil.
No, so Tom Rock.
So, was it nasty? Did you regret it when you were done?
Did it pussy smell
in Vegas?
No, the one downstairs.
No. That was just the
street hookers.
The quickest 20. Dang. Like, it was just perfect. It was great.
Perfect.
And to a long day, man.
Did she wear a condom?
Right, man. Huh?
Did you wear a condom?
Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking fuck around like that.
I didn't wear a condom when I got a blowjob.
Where did you do it, though?
$4 in the park.
There was two girls in a van right downstairs parked on the street. And as I came out of the building, I was walking on the opposite side of the street. And they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them. And instantaneously knew what the fuck was up. They're like, come here, over to the window. I walk over, like, hey, you wanna have some fun? I'm just, what the fuck? How much? $20?
What the fuck?
Dude, $20, that's so cheap.
I might
I got head. I got head for $4 by a prostitute. $4.
Dude, she was a rail. Tiny, skinny, like, perfect.
Wow. Kind of like your sister, which I'm gonna bang out shortly.
You'll die.
Yo, you want to hear my hooker story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ooh. I'm copping dope.
Look at Franz's face.
You smell it, Franz?
So I'm copping dope in Baltimore City.
It's like 11:30 at night. It's like 11:30 at night, right? And there's no one on the street. So I get the dope. I go in the park. I'm shooting up. And this fucking toothless bitch walks by. And
right.
She's like, you trying to go? And normally, that's
trying
not my...
Trying to go?
Yeah. No,
go where?
Fucking means like get some action on. Fuck, suck, whatever.
trying to go.
White boy, you trying to go? So I said, you know, it's 11:30 at night. There's not, like, who cares? I got a couple extra dollars.
Was she seriously toothless?
She's Miss Teeth. She sucked me off for $4 in the park. $4.
$4?
Swear to God.
I might change careers.
Did you regret it when you were done?
No, I don't regret anything in my life. Most people are like, oh, you're going to regret everything. I haven't had one regret yet. Don't think it's coming either.
Dude, I don't know. Like, you know when, like, you've had, like, 10 too many beers on a drunken Monday, and then you just wind up, like, humping some broad that you didn't even want to do, and it's like, it's just like, why didn't I just jerk off in the fucking hotel? Like, God.
Jerking off is so much easier than humping. Because, you know, as for me, I don't got to take them back into town.
I don't gotta give them directions. As soon as I come and turn the movie off, it's over.
No, it sucks though.
Whatever DVD I use.
When you jerk off
all mine, is that where they're?
Yeah,
they're all up in fucking your room, probably.
No, I don't got any. I have one, but it's just living room now.
Right.
I've been jerking off in living room. Look at Fran's disgusted face. I've never seen this.
Just the fucking vision of you sitting there all alone, just naked on this fucking leather couch that
I've
sat in.
How do you know he's naked?
I know. He's getting a mental picture. You're into this, aren't you, you sick fuck?
Yeah, I can picture.
Plus, you don't raw dog it, dude. You use lotion, don't you? So there he is with the fucking.
Ew. You use lotion for a stroke off?
Dude, it feels like a wet, hot pussy. It's so good.
Fuck that.
Who doesn't use lotion? Who jerks off dry? That's like.
Me every time.
Yeah. Why? Because you got a big dick, I guess, and you can just, like.
My dick, it's not that big, dude.
Dude, isn't it much more enjoyable with lotion?
It's twice as big as yours, but.
Bronze
has a fucking meat bat, dude.
Let's see that meat bat.
It takes like six of your dicks to equal one of Franz's, dude. Swear to God.
I know you hung up a goddamn sign on the entrance to our driveway.
I actually just saw his dick pissing. I actually, because there's a guy sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
And that was funny. And I leaned over and totally checked it out and then just kept that pissing. This dude just thought we were such homos.
We probably piss off at least 100 people a day.
Just us being in serious alone for this past 20 minutes, we probably managed to piss off fucking half.
On the way over here, Bam fucking pulled Novak's pants down on the street twice to innocent bystanders that had to fall victim to the vision of him so fucking
of my pantsed. My hairy asshole with hemorrhoids on it.
Dude, that one chick got so bummed out, she turned around and ran.
Dude, imagine how many topics of a dinner table will be tonight.
The what?
Topics of a dinner table we will be tonight. Just from being in New York.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, it seemed like those two girls were on their little, like, New York vacation. And you know, the first thing they're going to bring up, so how was, like, your New York vacation? We saw some dude with his pants off on the side of the road, like.
I haven't showered. I don't even want to know what my own ass looks like.
Dude, I reek so bad right now.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
My armpits are fucking. I can't even hang out with myself, dude. I swear to God. Like, I took my shirt off earlier because, I don't know, I can't chill. And I valeted the car. I don't feel like going to get another shirt. I think I seriously need the bar?
It's calling.
Yeah, we'll go right after this.
What, you want to just stop the show and just go to the bar? What the fuck?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's play a song and do a shot.
Oh.
All right,
I'm going to. What am I playing?
Hold on.
Crown on the Rocks.
Shut up. I'm going to play CKY, All Power to Slaves. How about that?
If you're gonna fart, fart, dude.
Don't fucking make dead air. You're bringing the ratings down. It's all your fault.
We thought you were about to make a dazzling point.
Yeah, right. The ratings will never go down. We have the number one show. This is CKY, All Power Slave. This is Radio Novak.
Hey, now we're talking.
What are you doing to your balls?
Snow. kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
You don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Now we think it like.
You like that, Frank?
You know what?
You know what?
Like, why wouldn't I?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ain't nobody in no Sirius Radio is gonna be playing any sweet sounds of CKY without calling me up first.
I just love CKY because I love Chad Ginsburg. Like, he is. He's a fucking powerhouse. I mean, there's not many people who are willing to stand up against the music industry like he is.
Enough,
who are in the business.
Kiss ass.
But I will say this. I've seen him fucking embarrass his fans so bad. Like, when we were in Salt Lake City, some kid, like, set up this whole big, like, meet and greet CKY. Like, some random fan just set up this fucking signing, rented the hotel and everything. And the kid was, like, so happy. And, like, all these people were there. They were signing autographs, selling albums. And the kid, like, wants to do an interview with Chad. He goes, Chad, and he's all nervous. He's like, so who came up with the concept of infiltrate, rebuild, destroy? He's like, whoa. Infiltrate, destroy, rebuild is the name of the album. You don't infiltrate and then rebuild and then destroy, but rebuild. That'd be I farted.
But like, wow.
He just totally humiliated himself. Poor kid.
Like, dude, the coolest thing I've seen, though, I went over to Chad's house and filmed them rehearse. And then when it was like Christmas Eve, and he's just sitting there watching Rudolph the cartoon sipping on Frangelico.
Who, Chad?
Yeah, all by himself watching it on the big screen in his house. Like, it made me want to drink Frangelico. Now, that's like my new drink right
that
now.
That fucking stinks, dude. Dude, this whole room has been fucked. Hideous. Well, Chad's Jewish. Why would he celebrate Christmas?
He wasn't. He was just watching Rudolph on Christmas Eve.
Why'd you go over there on Christmas? He's Jewish. You go went over there to make fun of him?
They were practicing. They were playing a show at Rex's.
Get him, detective.
One that you didn't show up to.
I know.
What a loyal fan you are, Franz.
You do the music video.
Go ahead, Novak. Go ahead, Novak. Make fun of me, and now
40 minutes away from West.
Ask me what I was doing.
Show up to a show. What a fucking
hell. What were you doing? Banging out some hooker for $10?
Well, I was working on your book.
I was working on your fucking movie, ass fuck.
You know, got a whore in between them.
Dude.
I get shit for not coming around. Because I'm working on this fucking faggot's book.
You rented a whore in between writing the book,
oh, well,
though.
Of course.
Whore in between. That should be a fucking title.
My royalty checks are already spent.
On what, hookers?
You know, I'm sitting there writing credit with all the escort services.
He's sitting there writing like, got 6 pages done. I need a whore break.
I need a little suck break.
That's a good ratio. 233-page book.
Shut up,
one
Dr.
every
Phil.
6 pages.
You always get smart on us.
Sorry.
Keep it simple.
Let's have another fart, please. Let's dumb it down a bit, shall we?
Franz, you had a lookalike in Atlantic City.
Uh-oh. I feel sorry for the guy.
At the CKY show?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a good show?
They played for like 2.5 hours.
Really?
Good shit.
And at the end, Jess gave away all his symbols to some fans, and they just started dancing around, drunk as shit.
He gave symbols away?
He gave away pretty much his entire drum set.
That fucked Bam's whole day up.
Well, because his drum set is at my house.
Maybe they were like rentals or something.
He gave away his cymbals.
How would he give away rentals, you idiot?
Well, Matt Cole rebuilt the drum set, and then they played Bite It, You Scum. As an encore, fucking almost 45 minutes after the show ended. And these kids were just sitting there, just not leaving, just watching everything they did.
Damn.
It was good.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, CKY.
CKY. Another band that I must say, oh, Novak, I just got back from Finland, and I was talking to the Hanoi Rocks management, this girl Tina, and it was so funny because I was like, so, how's Mike Monroe doing, you know, now that he's like all sober?
He was in rehab and shit, wasn't he?
He wrote that song, Life's a Better High. She's like, her eyes go up in the back of her head. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake, he was never sober.
He wasn't sober when he wrote that?
She was like, he was probably sober for 2 fucking days when he wrote that. I won't even talk to him right now. Like, he's just all hopped up on speed.
Dude, the song sounded like he just came out of rehab, did 30 days, and he was just excited about life.
I love his voice, though, dude. He sounds so hopped up. It's so good because Mike Monroe is on speed constantly, and Andy McCoy, the guitar player, is on heroin constantly. So it's an upper and a downer majorly with two people coming together making music. It's brilliant. Let's hear it right now. Actually, let's say... Would you shut your fucking phone off, dude?
Why do you have to
God
up everything? Every fucking thing we try to
do. Just play Hanoi Rocks and your phone's ringing with the stupidest ring I've ever heard.
It's probably a fucking ugly prostitute.
Probably is.
It's my hooker calling me back.
Put it on the... Let's talk to who it is. Who is it?
Was it hooker?
It's done. They hung up.
Probably was. Yo, everybody say bye, and I'm going to end this with 2 Hanoi Rocks songs. The first one's going to be called Better High. So good. And
I'm searching for it.
I Feel the Earth Move.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
So check this shit out, and over and out. Goodbye.
I'm going to the bar.
Tomorrow's in my
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.